It started inauspiciously enough with a short YouTube video of four dancers in spandex bodysuits gyrating their hips and popping their shoulders. Several thousand video responses and one Super Bowl ad later, it's safe to say the dance known as the Harlem Shake has gone from meme to mainstream. On the Media's Alex Goldman has been following the phenomenon and is here to discuss it. Hey, Alex.
Hi.
So who posted this YouTube video?
A YouTube user by the name of Filthy Frank. He makes a lot of videos in which he and his friends dress up in spandex bodysuits.
So this is a regular thing, these pink spandex bodysuits.
They've done a number of them, dancing to different styles of music, sometimes dubstep, and they picked a song by a guy named Bauer, and it's just sort of him and his friends flailing maniacally.
Right. So they're popping their shoulders and gyrating. Folks, if you haven't seen it, it's a really short little video, shaking their hips and flailing their arms about. Now, is this an actual dance step that originated in Harlem?
Well, there is actually a dance step called the Harlem Shake.
But this isn't it.
And it did originate in Harlem, but this is not it. This is a song with the phrase, the Harlem Shake, in it, and it just so happens that a bunch of guys flailed their arms maniacally, and it's kind of taken on a new life.
So what is the dance move that they are doing?
I think the best way to describe it is sort of like a seizure. It's not really a dance at all. It's just sort of them waving their bodies in as crazy a way as possible.
How did this video spread so quickly?
Well, I think that it's sort of a testament to the mimetic nature of the internet. It started out just with this one user who had sort of a modest following. It got picked up by a couple of online news outlets like BuzzFeed. And once that happened, the inevitable parodies began, or homages, I guess you could say. So people started making videos that sort of developed a formula that wasn't present in the first video. And that was, there would be one person on the screen who was dancing furiously for the first half of the video, usually wearing a motorcycle helmet or some kind of mask. And then at about the 15-second mark, when the voice in the song says, do the Harlem Shake, suddenly there's a jump cut to maybe 15 people in the room just waving themselves as fast and as hard as they can.
What's your favorite version?
I actually have two favorite versions. One is by the rapper T-Pain. The first half of the video is him hula hooping, and he's a really impressive hula hooper. And the second half is him in a marching band outfit while all of his friends are riding around on motor scooters and waving signs around. It's pretty out there. The other one is called the Harlem Shake Sleep Version. And the first half of the video is a guy standing perfectly motionless during the song. And then at the 15-second mark, it's just him asleep in bed.
So what do people in Harlem think of the Harlem Shake?
A YouTube channel called Schlepp Films went to Harlem and showed a bunch of residents of Harlem the video of the Harlem Shake and got some kind of surprised reactions. A lot of people saying, this isn't the Harlem Shake. I've seen the Harlem Shake done a number of times. This is kind of disrespectful. Actually, my favorite response was a teenager who said something to the effect of, this seems like a dance they would do down on West 4th Street, not in Harlem.
Alex Goldman is a producer for On the Media, speaking to us about the Harlem Shake. Thanks so much, Alex.
Thank you.
You can see the videos Alex mentioned on our website, WNYC.org. This is WNYC.